Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Keith O'Brien is the author of the book called Charlie Hustle, The Rise and Fall of Pete Rose and the Last Glory Days of Baseball. And I can't think of a more appropriate conversation to have now than since what's going on with Shohei Ohtani and the Dodgers. But I want to focus on Charlie Hustle and Keith O'Brien, who joins us. I appreciate your time, sir. You had no idea that this would all be so prescient. So let me get into why you wanted to write this book and what you hope to accomplish with it.
Well, you know, on the one hand, we had no idea that we could be so prescient. And yet, right. You know, in the book, which of course recounts the rise and fall of Pete Rose and the gambling scandal that brought him down 35 years ago, it is actually predicted in the last pages of the book that we are certainly bound for another scandal. Indeed, the men who chased Pete Rose and pursued him in 1989 and put their careers on the line to investigate him at that time have been predicting this for years. You know, one reason why I wanted to write this book is because the world has absolutely changed in the 35 years that Pete Rose has been banned from baseball. And it's certainly changed in the last 6 years since the sweeping legalization of sports gambling in America. Obviously, as you and your listeners know, you know, a player who still wagers on the game today or on his own team would face banishment just as Pete did. But certainly our acceptance of gambling, our cultural recognition of gambling is completely different today than it was just a couple of years ago. And the second reason really is, you know, I feel like in the past, the story of Pete Rose has been too often told as a baseball story. And I want to be clear, there's obviously a lot of baseball in this book. But, you know, I saw this from the beginning as a human story. Yep. The story of an ordinary man from an ordinary working class neighborhood on the west side of Cincinnati, of ordinary talent and athleticism, who scrapes and claws his way to the top with the help of a lot of lucky breaks. And then sort of loses it all. And that's a story that I think, you know, anyone can appreciate.
Keith O'Brien is the author of Charlie Hustle, The Rise and Fall of Pete Rose and the Last Glory Days of Baseball, on a baseball sense. And this is why Pete Rose, I think, resonated so much. And my youth growing up in the New York area, and I was actually at the game, I'm sure you know about it, where he fought on the infield with Buddy Harrelson in the 1973 playoffs. Everybody thinks they were. I was six or whatever, however old I was, but that was the first playoff game I ever went to. Rose's style resonated with everybody who grew up playing the game, because it wasn't about, you know, awesome power like Henry Aaron or, you know, players like that. It was about hard work, hustle, versatility, played so many different positions, came up as a second baseman, played left field, played third base, played first base, switch hitter. We all wanted to play the game like Pete Rose. I taught myself how to head first slide because of the way Pete Rose slid into the bases. I mean, it was violent. And so he just resonated with people, and I think today, even today, people are they wish that Pete Rose would have handled everything that happened differently. Do you get the sense that, I guess, if he had handled it differently, then maybe baseball would look at him differently? Adam Gold in studio with my man, Coach Pete DeRuiter, Capital Financial Advisory Group. I was on your website, and I love the term financial termites because there are always things eating at your money that you can't see.
So you don't want financial termites. Termites in the financial world are risk, fees, unnecessary commissions. All the bad things that we see and we hear about on TV are happening many times inside your portfolio you don't see. So you need a financial exterminator. Well, for the next 10 of you who call, we'll put together for you your very own total retirement plan at no cost.
Call 888-843-0013 or text Adam to 600-700.
Adam Gold is a paid spokesman. Investment advisory services offered by Capital Financial Advisory Group, a North Carolina registered investment advisor.
So for starters, I just want to agree with you about, you know, your memories of him and why he resonated so much with fans. You know, people loved to see him play and cheered for him for all the reasons you mentioned, and it was through that style of play that made him an icon. I mean, forget about the World Series titles and the MVP and the batting titles and of course the all-time hit record. Even if Pete didn't have those things, people still would have cared about him. Mm-hmm. People still would have gravitated to him. But sadly, yes, you know, that same style of play, those same characteristics that made him successful as a player are, in my opinion, I think the book also shows, the same reasons why he's going to fail as a man. Yeah. You know, he succeeds on the field because he refuses to bend. He will not be weak. He will not be vulnerable. And he always believes, Pete Rose always believes, he's going to prevail. And these same qualities, this unwillingness to be vulnerable, this unwillingness to appear weak, this enduring belief that he will prevail no matter what, even when the odds are stacked against him, are the same reasons why he cannot be honest when baseball first confronts him about his gambling in February 1989, and cannot be honest in the months to follow, and then cannot be honest for 15 more years, and in some ways isn't totally fully honest today. And my reporting shows in Charlie Hustle, in the book, that if Pete had taken a different course and made a different decision and had been honest in early 1989 or those early months of 1989 when he was being questioned, I do believe the story is different. The narrative is different.
Oh, I don't think there's any question. And I forget the year. You even go back to the All-Star game when Jim Gray interviewed him on the field, and it was probably not the right time to do the interview Jim Gray ultimately tried to do. And they made, I mean, you could tell Rose became a sympathetic figure, and there were so many people, even those of us who were not Rose fans but loved the way he played. I mean, I was a Mets fan. You couldn't be a Pete Rose fan and be a Mets fan at the same time. That Venn diagram are two separate circles. He was booed every time he stepped on the field at Shea Stadium, even when he wasn't with the Reds anymore. When he came in with the Phillies or the Expos, he was booed on the field. But he was turned into a sympathetic figure because that wasn't the place to for a like a public humiliation of somebody like that. And I just always thought that he would be the perfect person to be like, you know, a national game analyst because he had so much credibility as a ball player that if he had just taken a different tack, he would have been, he might have been hailed in his post-managerial career.
Certainly a lot of missed opportunities for Pete Rose over the years to reckon with what he did. And that was another reason why I wanted to do this project. And, you know, I did get unprecedented access to Pete Rose. Never before has Pete Rose spoken to an author for a book unless he had editorial control. Mm-hmm. And he did not have that here. You know, and yet he still granted me 27 hours of interviews, Pete Rose did, before he ultimately stopped calling me back. But, you know, in those interviews and in hundreds of hours of interviews with other people who were in Pete's orbit and at times in his inner circle, I do think, you know, I've been able to render a portrait of a man who, regardless of how you feel about him, whether you root for him or not, I believe is compelling. He is, again, whether you like him or not, one of the most iconic, mm-hmm. controversial, and fascinating athletes of the 20th century.
Well, I entirely agree, and there are still people today that don't understand why Rose and his transgressions are viewed differently than, we'll just say, Barry Bonds and his transgressions, or Alex Rodriguez and his multiple positive steroid tests, things like that. And my argument is that, well, neither of those drew the actual validity of the competition into question, just whether or not we should apply the same logic to the statistics they put up. Keith O'Brien, author of Charlie Hustle, The Rise and Fall of Pete Rose and the Last Glory Days of Baseball. What about his life today? What is Rose doing today I've been to Vegas twice. Both times I was there, he was signing autographs in the shops at Caesars outside a memorabilia store. What is Rose today, and is there any path back to baseball for him?
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
P. Rose turns 83 years old next month, mm-hmm. and like a lot of aging ball players, his main source of income is autograph shows and appearances. He's not the only one out there doing that. There are many old stars who do, and many of them didn't make the money, of course, that players make today. It's an interesting question about is there a road back for Pete? And the honest answer is I don't know. But I will say this, the recent allegations and story surrounding Shohei Ohtani and his interpreter in Los Angeles make clear all over again to those of us who might have forgotten that we just don't really know these guys that we cheer for. We don't know what's happening behind closed doors. We don't know what's happening in their inner circle. We don't know who they really are. And I think, as we move forward here, not just with this current story unfolding with Shohei Ohtani and his interpreter, but other gambling scandals sure to come, I do believe there will be an evolution of opinion on how we view gambling. Because, again, 6 years ago, no one would have thought that we could sit on our couches watching a game and place bets on our phone,
right,
or go to the game and place bets at kiosks at the gates of the stadium. I think the evolution has already happened, has been swift and radical, and I think there will be more changes that will reframe how we think about Pete Rose.
Well, I don't know if we're going to change the way we think about Rose. You may be right. It's kind of hard to predict. But I do know how we think of him as a ball player, and that's why I believe that he'll always have a legion of fans that remember the days. And you actually, it's in the last part of your title, The Last Glory Days of Baseball. I mean, it's hard to argue that the game is not the same today as it was then. It was a more, it's not more athletic. It was a different type of baseball. It wasn't, full of analytics, swing for the fences, launch angle and all of that. It was a different type of baseball. And I think it's the baseball that so many of us kind of grew up with and fell in love with. I hope the book does incredible work. By the way, did you see the Rose quick video where he says, I wish I had an interpreter?
I did indeed see that video, as many folks have. And, you know, my initial reaction was, that seems like a classic Pete Rose.
No question about it. I was absolutely dying when I saw that. I thought, well, you know, I don't think you're necessarily wrong about that. But maybe it would have helped. He certainly would have done with some better advice, I would say that. Keith O'Brien, author of Charlie Hustle, The Rise and Fall of Pete Rose and the Last Glory Days of Baseball. I appreciate your time. It's out today. Thank you very much. I hope we can talk again.
Thanks so much, Adam. I appreciate it.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.